The following program does not necessarily reflect the opinions and viewpoints of the staff and management of this station.
Good morning. This is Carol Gordon of HeartMenders International, broadcasting from News Radio 1000 KTOK. My husband Lewis and I founded HeartMenders International, where hearts and lives are changed. We are a generational ministry called to proclaim the message of healing of hearts, marriages, and families. The crying challenge to keep families whole and healthy is so great today that it calls for a strong, proactive, biblical approach to life. Our Heavenly Father designed marriage and family before the fall, and He knows how to build healthy family relationships now. We have available help from heaven. Lewis and I were married for 46 years. We had almost 22 years in our honeymoon of healing before he moved to heaven in 2002. The Lord continually urged our growth and refining by His Word. We encountered many of the same issues your family may be going through in the unfolding life of our family. We have had marriages that ended in divorce, financial pressures, prison terms, health problems, misunderstandings, reconciliations, and many other challenges. The Lord faithfully brought us through them. We learned to lean on Him, and He has healed, strengthened, and matured us. Early on, He told us to give to others what He taught us. In 19 years of ministry together, Lewis and I saw hundreds of families, thousands of individuals, move to a new level. With others in my family, we are now in our 18th year of weekly meetings on Tuesday evenings at 7 at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue, where we share and pray for needs. Don't struggle alone. You can call in for prayer at our office Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4, at 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. Again, I'm Carol Gordon, and I'm so blessed to have as my guest today Dr. Spencer Ledbetter. Dr. Ledbetter, welcome to HeartMenders.
Oh, thank you. It's a privilege to be here.
Well, it was a delight to have you and your lovely wife, Jackie, participate in some HeartMenders events. She helped in our Purity Conference last year, and you both spoke at our Powerhouse Marriage Conference in July of this year. So we have benefited from the ministry, both you and your lovely wife. And I just wanted my listening audience to get the flavor of what you have to share. Give me just a thumbnail of your walk, your testimony, how the Lord has moved in your life to bring you to the place you are now.
Well, I came to the Lord, at least in an official sense myself, at the age of 14. I grew up in Washington, D.C. I met my wife in college in Ohio, and she's from Oklahoma. That's how I eventually ended up in Oklahoma. And we got married in 1978, and we have four beautiful kids. My youngest is 19 at this time. And we got into ministry. In college, I did some ministry, but I got into official ministry when I was in Oklahoma in 1985. And we've kind of been serving the Lord since. I've gone on to school, and my wife has gone on into a counseling as well, and she's got a master's in Christian counseling. And she does that as well, dealing with families and households. And we've always done it in our own ministry as well.
Yes.
So we've enjoyed pastoring as well as doing Bible Answer programs. We do one locally in Oklahoma as well as around the world in different parts of the world. And it's just a pleasure to be associated with you and the HeartMenders, such a wonderful ministry.
Well, thank you. It's just a delight to meet other people who are advancing the kingdom. That's our basic goal, is we want to advance the kingdom.
That's right.
My personal vision is for people to become whole and healthy so that they can accomplish the purpose for which God placed them on this earth at this time.
That's right.
I feel that every generation gets the opportunity to take their family and the kingdom to a new level.
That's right.
And most don't take that opportunity. And they leave a bigger mess for their kids.
That's right.
But the kids get another opportunity. And so my husband and I, we took hold of what God showed us about being healed in our marriage. We were about to break up in our marriage when the Lord came into our life because there were people praying for us.
Right.
We were aware that there were people praying for us. My mother, by the time she got us prayed out of the mess we were in was president of the Fort Worth Prayer Fellowship. And have had most of the prayer warriors in this part of the country praying for us. And we came into the kingdom like being shot out of a cannon.
Wow.
And just embraced prayer and embraced everything the Lord had for us, because we wanted to take nothing from the old life with us.
Right.
But we had a family that who we'd raised very dysfunctionally, who were nearly grown at the time. And so our prayer life was cut out for us. And but it wasn't long before the Lord said, start sowing into other people, and then I'll do the work in your family.
Exactly.
And that is the way he works, and that's what he's done and is doing. So God is so gracious, and there's so much that he wants his people to accomplish while we're here.
That's right.
It's not about sitting around being comfortable twiddling our thumbs.
That's right.
And I'm so impressed with you and your family.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity to know you and to have shared at the conference.
We had a great time, didn't we?
Oh, we sure did.
Well, the vision that most people have of marriage is so far below God's vision.
That's right.
That it's just a hurtful thing.
That's right.
I know of so many marriages. People tend to think of marriages breaking up because of wandering husbands, but my personal perception, and I believe I have seen some statistics that show this, it's the discontent of the wife that either drives him out or makes things so unbearable that he looks other places, because women are not that easy to get along with. Husbands are pretty easy. I heard, I think it was Brother Jesse Duplantis say last week that women are like cats and men are like dogs. And you don't pet cats unless they want you to. Dogs are able to, you can pet a puppy anytime.
Right.
But men are to be leaders in their family. And they don't, because they don't know to do that, because they haven't seen that example in the body of Christ, or certainly in the world, they don't know how to lead their family.
That's right.
And
that's right.
Those seeds of discontent, because a woman desires that strength, even if she pretends that she wants to be the leader, she has an innate desire for that.
That's exactly
and,
right.
It can cause such a malfunction, discontent in the relationship when each is not in their right place.
That's exactly right. You know, what you were just saying is so interesting. In Genesis 3:16, it says, her desire shall be unto her husband. And that is that innate desire.
Right.
And I think oftentimes when men are not raised to really understand what it means to fear the Lord, then they have a perverted concept of their own leadership.
Right.
And I think oftentimes they simply think that I'm supposed to be the head and the woman is simply to be whatever I need her to be at the moment. And when things are not going that way, then they try to force them because they think it's their right. And women are reacting against that as well. It causes tremendous relationship problems. And all of a sudden, what they called love dissipates, and
right.
Divorce is right around the corner.
Right, because it's all based on honor. He has to honor her for who God designed her to be, and she has to honor him for who God designed him to be.
Exactly.
And it just, but as you study the Word, of course, coming into the following Jesus as we did, and in need of a lot of healing, and just saying, God, whatever you show us about how to do relationship right, because we've done it wrong for so long,
right.
We're going to do that.
That's
and,
exactly right.
And so we just had to, you know, retrain all our thinking and our concepts. But as we were able to share that with other people, we saw that it was not just for us, it was for the body of Christ.
That's right. And you mentioned one thing, Sister Gordon, that was so important. I think what happens in marriage context is that people stop really listening, and they don't have the humility to be willing to do whatever it takes.
Yes.
You know, it says in Proverbs 1:5 that a wise person will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. And I think sometimes people get the impression that listening to others or going to counseling makes them weak, and therefore they resist doing it.
Right.
And sometimes you might have one party that when things get really stressful are wanting to counsel, and the other party feels it's beneath them. And you have that problem and that wall where a person is not humble enough to be willing to say, hey, whatever it takes, Lord, I need this, because they think that to inquire is to be weak, and to be weak is to admit failure. And so they end up failing because they're not willing to receive counsel.
I know, that is so true. And we personally have gone from time to time to other people, but it wasn't in the early days. Mm. The early days, we went to the Lord.
Yes.
And we went to the Word.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit really counseled and directed us.
Amen.
And but we had a humble heart to do that.
That's right.
And I remember one season, the Lord was just waking us up about 3 in the morning, several times a week, and correcting us about something.
Wow.
And we would just say, thank you, Jesus. And then we'd just begin to get revelation. Now, we were already in ministry by the time this happened.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just amazed and just so grateful. And it had come after a season of great joy.
Mm.
And but we had this season of repentance. So we began to pray for a spirit of repentance to come in our ministry.
Amen.
In the meantime, we start at the beginning of that, there's a year change of year right then. We found a scripture that said, if you would heed my rebuke, I would show you my heart.
Mm.
In Proverbs 1:23.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, that's what happened. And I mean, repentance poured out in the heart menders meetings. It just, couples were repenting each other without us saying a word.
That's
it was
wonderful.
Absolutely marvelous thing, because repentance is such a tool of the Lord. If we will humble ourselves and repent for things that he shows us, it just opens the door to such a huge amount of healing.
That's exactly right. You know, it says in Acts chapter 17, verse 30, that God has commanded men everywhere to repent. And I think that oftentimes we don't think in terms of marriage as a place where you repent, but often that's exactly where you should be.
Yeah.
Because there have been so many hurts and so many things that have happened that have cumulatively built up.
Right.
And when a person has not humbled themselves to acknowledge that, it starts to build bitterness in the other person.
Right.
And so that's a wonderful healing process in the marriage or relationship.
Yes. Yes, we spend a lot of time about bitterness in our seminars. Well, we're going to a commercial break now. This is Carol Gordon and Dr. Spencer Ledbetter. We will be back in a few minutes. You're listening to HeartMenders International, broadcasting on News Radio 1000 KTOK on your dial. Come on. Welcome back to HeartMenders International, coming to you on 1000 KTOK, your news radio station. I'm Carol Gordon, and my guest today is Dr. Spencer Ledbetter. We are having a wonderful time talking about marriage and family. He's a family man, a pastor here in Oklahoma City, and known around the world for his Bible Answer programs and his ministry to many, many people. We're so delighted to have him with us today. Dr. Ledbetter, I know people often get married for the wrong reasons. They've been brought up on TV and movies. And their concept of love is just not what was intended to build a marriage on. Would you like to comment on that?
Yes. You know, marriage is an institution ordained of God. In fact, all things are of God.
Right.
And we find that love, which is what makes the world go round and what so many songs and poems and books and so many things are dedicated to, is a different type of love than the love that God has towards us. And the Bible tells us that God is love. His very nature is love. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 and verses 16, it tells us that God is love. And then it defines love. It says, herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us. In 1 John 4:10. So when we're saying love, we're talking about a feeling, we're talking about emotions, we're talking about endorphins, hormones, and all those type of things that we call love. And these are bits and parts of it, but that's not a whole love, and that's not really a complete love. A love as exemplified by the Father and through Jesus Christ is sacrifice, that God loved us and that he gave us his only begotten Son that we might live through him. So life has to be through him and not simply love as interpreted through the flesh, which is a kind of a selfish form. And you'll find that in a marital relationship, you cannot be selfish and have a healthy marriage.
Oh, is that so true?
Exactly. And I don't think people always articulate this, but they have these expectations of what love is and this feeling. And when those feelings are not there, then they find that love is work. And then if they're not nurturing it in the right way, it becomes burdensome. And then after a while, it becomes not worth it to them. And then they say the love is gone, and then they go to divorce court. And you have that type of thing. So love is defined differently with God, and you really recognize how important it is to seek the Lord in terms of understanding how to really be fulfilled in marriage. And that's what this is about.
Oh, yes. My husband used to say there are five problems in marriage: selfishness, 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 and selfishness.
Well, he was right.
Because we had a PhD in it.
Yes.
Ourselves, piled higher and deeper.
and that oftentimes is the case. And,
yeah.
And so with men, their love is sacrificial. And I think that's why the metaphor is used in Ephesians about how the husband should love the wife even as Christ loved the church, and how the wife should reverence her husband even as the church is to do to Christ. That analogy is an incredible analogy.
Oh, yes.
Now, we hold on to the part of how she's supposed to obey the husband and those type of things, but we don't hold on to the commitment level of the type of love that God has ordained it to be. And one feeds the other.
That's right.
And so
that's
you
right.
Do have the type of situation where men feel as though they're to be in control, and the wife is simply to accommodate their needs without them ever having to change. When actually love requires sacrifice and work, and there is a nurturing and an honoring that goes on that oftentimes people do not accept. And men are like this, and oftentimes women are like this as well. So that's the great level, I think the foundational level of what marriage is all about. It is really a physical portrayal of the love of God towards his church and the love of church towards God. And it's the only institution that shows that in that type of intimate pattern.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That is so true. In fact, I tell couples all the time, we read a book, I forget the author's name, but it's the theme of it is marriage is not about being happy, it's about being holy.
Mm.
And that's what my husband and I discovered. This wasn't about us. This was about portraying Ephesians 5, like you
right.
just mentioned.
Right.
And we had to lay our life down for that concept, because that's who God created us to be, to portray.
That's right.
And I know our whole life changed when the Lord dealt with me out of Ephesians 5, verse the 33rd verse, mm-hmm. which is in the Amplified Bible, which gives you a whole long list of things. Wives are to reverence, to respect, to adore, da-da-da-da-da-da, on and on.
Right.
And the Lord lit that up to me one day, and he said, "That's how I want you to treat Lewis." And I said, "Lord, he doesn't deserve that." And the Lord said, "No, but I do."
Amen.
And I had promised I would do anything he told me.
That's right.
So he deserved me to do that.
That's
and,
exactly right.
So as I ministered those things to my husband, it pleased Jesus, and it got to be later than it was from my heart.
That's right.
It changed me.
Exactly.
It changed me.
Exactly.
When I began to do the word,
that's
what Jesus
right.
said, put him into action.
That's exactly right.
It changed me.
And of course, it changed my
husband, too, but I wasn't trying to change him.
That's
I was
right.
letting the Lord change me.
That's right. And so you said it right when you said that, you know, it's not about happiness, it's about holiness. But when you live in a state of holiness, it does bring about happiness. And this is what Jesus meant in John 13:17 when he says, "If you know these things, happy are you if you do them."
Exactly.
There's a joy about doing the will of God that causes you to be happy in return. but you don't seek it at the expense of the Lord to just get your own happiness. And I think that's where the perversion comes in.
Right.
People are subtly looking for their own happiness and fulfillment through another person without really having to follow the Lord. And then when that doesn't happen, they're disillusioned, and they feel as though the person is at fault.
Right.
Because they're not pleasing me. When
right.
actually in pleasing the Lord is how you become pleasured.
Yes.
And God has really ordained marriage that way. Even in the sexual relationship, the woman doesn't have power of her own body, but the husband. And the husband doesn't have power of his own body, but the wife, it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
Right.
And that means that you respond to the other person's need as they need it, and then that person is to respond to yours, as opposed to simply waiting for the other person to respond to you and feeling disappointed when that doesn't happen. There's an action of selfless service that causes fulfillment scripturally that will not happen unless we do serve in that way. And
oh,
God
that
has
is
kind
so
of ordained
true.
Everything in that type of format.
That is so true. And the enemy has lied to us so badly, and we have believed the deceptions.
That's right.
And consequently, the enemy has been able to steal from us. And that's the purpose of Heart Menders. And so we want people to learn to defend their families and take back what the enemy has stolen. We have some messages called weapons, which will open their eyes to new levels of prayer. And you would want to get these for your family. We'll add our book, The Child Heart, to this package and make these available for $17 by mail. So you can call 405-495-HOPE, that's 495-4673, to order, and we take Visa and MasterCard. You may also call to give a tax-deductible donation. Heart Menders is a faith-based ministry, and our partners help us reach out to touch a hurting world. You may also send prayer requests, donations, or product orders by mail to Post Office Box 516, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008-0516. I also want to invite my listeners to attend Heart Menders Healing Intensive. We do three of these spring and three fall, and out of town some of the time. But we will have part one of the next series beginning Friday evening, September 14th at 7, and Saturday the 15th, 9 to 3, at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue. This is a free seminar. It may not be free forever, but it's a free seminar this time. But registration is required because we need to have enough printed material for you. 405-495-HOPE to register. And the subject of part one will be healing your heart. And so we want to invite people to participate in that. We've seen tremendous healing over the years for many, many people. And we just are grateful to be able to present this to the body of Christ. Well, Dr. Ledbetter, I am just so thrilled with what you've been sharing with us. People just need to know that there is a way to live life that works.
That's right.
And the Lord, our precious Lord, has laid it out for us in His Word. And I thank you for coming on the program today, for sharing with us what you have about the way that love needs to be a sacrifice.
That's
we
right.
need to not be selfish and just look for our own way. But if we give, it's given back to us.
Exactly.
And the Lord meets every need for both parties.
That's right.
Well, thank you for being with me this morning. I'm trusting you'll be back next week. And we thank our listeners for being with us today on News Radio KTOK 1000 AM. This is Carol Gordon, and I trust this program is expanding your vision of the possibilities of healing in your life and relationships. You can have all the promises of help from heaven that you will pursue. Heart Menders International has a free meeting every Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue in Oklahoma City. Child care is provided for children up to 12. We have products and prayer support available at the meeting or by phone at 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. You may also visit our website at www.heartmenders.org. Thank you again for joining us, and we will see you next week.